AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton did get sensitive emails on her private server surrounding the deadly attack in Benghazi. Our Ben Thomas here in Washington has details.
The emails show Clinton did receive sensitive information on her unsecured personal server while Secretary of State. They include one from November 2012 about possible suspects in the Benghazi attack. While the email from Clinton's deputy chief of staff was not classified at the time, the State Department says the FBI asked that it be redacted to protect information that could damage foreign relations.
The NSA surveillance program is in the hands of the Senate today, with a holiday deadline ticking down. If the Senate doesn't vote to extend the authorization, the anti-terrorism measure will expire June 1st.
At a moment of elevated threat, it would be a mistake to take from our intelligence community any of the valuable tools needed to build a complete picture of terrorist networks and their plans.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urging passage. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says she expects the Fed to begin raising interest rates later this year, as long as the job market improves. But she warns the economy is still facing a number of headwinds that could stall growth. Choppy waves off the California coast, hindering the oil cleanup efforts today. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams urging patience.
The oil characteristics on the water, it changes over time. We may have a thick layer of oil in certain places, and we may have a thin sheen or a slick somewhere.
A fire's broken out on an oil platform with thousands of gallons of crude off the southeast coast of Louisiana. 28 workers evacuated. Wall Street, the Dow right now down about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. The 34-year-old suspect in a quadruple killing at a Washington, D.C. mansion last week appears in court today. Our Shirley Smith has that story.
Authorities say the man they arrested for a quadruple killing in Washington is an ex-convict, former Marine, and certified welder who had worked for one of the victim's company. A whole team of law enforcement agencies had been looking for Darren Dillon Wint.
We just have some amazing investigators.
U.S. Marshal Robert Fernandez says Wint was apprehended and charged with first-degree murder while armed.
We were able to get to a location where we could safely take him down with the assistance of PG County Police helicopter.
Police say the father, mother, son, and a housekeeper were killed at the family mansion, and it was set on fire. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Missouri police keeping up the manhunt for someone being sought in the deaths of an ex-girlfriend and her son. Just weeks ago, James Barton Horn Jr. was charged with restricting the woman to a crate. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.